USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on a veteran Philadelphia cop shot early today while attempting to serve a warrant at a home in the Germantown section of that city. He's listed in critical condition. However, the police commissioner, Richard Ross, says he believes the officer is expected to survive. Two people inside the home, a man and a woman, were injured. They're also hospitalized in critical condition. After President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear agreement, America Today is set to reimpose sanctions on Iran. Former independent U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman says he applauds President Trump.
For getting us out of the agreement, there was a 90-day winding down period to Monday, August 6th. This is the day that half the sanctions go back on, and hopefully that'll bring the Iranians back to the negotiating table.
That from Fox News, this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into tan that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
This is part of a trend, a new normal that we've got to deal with.
California Governor Jerry Brown, who says the wildfire situation in his state isn't going to improve anytime soon. At least 17 such fires continue to burn, most of them out of control. A governor's office spokesman says the firefights become an international effort now.
Actually, 16 states in all, as well as two countries, Australia and New Zealand, who have dispatched firefighters.
The car fire claiming its seventh victim, a utility worker, was killed yesterday near Reading while doing repair work in a remote wilderness area. Dozens of people killed in Indonesia after another strong earthquake hits the island of Lombok, the magnitude 7.0 quake killing at least 90 people on Sunday. Less than a week ago, 17 people were killed in a similar earthquake in that very same area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
At least 63 people now said to have been shot, 10 of them fatally, in Chicago over the weekend. President Trump's lawyer taking notice, Rudy Giuliani tweeting today, quote, Chicago murders are direct result of one-party Democratic rule for decades. Giuliani then endorsing the Republican who's looking to unseat embattled Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Some classic telephone scams have resurfaced again, as USA Radio's Wendy King tells us.
The Federal Trade Commission says it may be a text, an email, or in this case, a phone call.
You have been served with a legal lawsuit and warrant for your arrest has been procured under your name. Call us back immediately before we take any legal action.
First of all, whether it's U.S. Marshals or the IRS, you won't get a robocall about a warrant. No matter how legitimate they sound, the FTC says no badge numbers or knowledge of your Social Security number should persuade you to do what the scammer wants. Don't send money. Don't give them personal or financial information. And if in doubt, contact local authorities or FTC.gov. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
An actress, Charlotte Ray, known for her character Mrs. Garrett on Different Strokes and Facts of Life, has died at 92. Remember, you can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.